Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 17 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study in Amos, and today's title is Seek the Lord and Live. John chapter 17, verse 3 reads, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Our text for today is Amos chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. "Hear this word that I take up over you in lamentation, O house of Israel. Fallen, no more to rise is the virgin Israel, forsaken on her land with none to raise her up. For thus says the Lord God, the city that went out 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which went out 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live, but do not seek Bethel, and do not enter Gilgal or cross over to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into exile, and Bethel shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and it devour with none to quench it. For Bethel, O you who turn justice to wormwood and cast down righteousness to the earth, he who made the Pleiades and Orion and turns deep darkness into the morning and darkens the day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the surface of the earth, the Lord is his name, who makes destruction flash forth against the strong so that destruction comes upon the fortress. They hate him who reproves in the gate, and they abhor him who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor, and you exact taxes of grain from him, you have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and turn aside the needy in the gate. Therefore, he who is prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord, in all the squares there shall be wailing, and in all the streets they shall say, alas, alas. They shall call the farmers to mourning and to wailing those who are skilled in lamentation. And in all vineyards there shall be wailing, for I will pass through your midst, says the Lord." Today's scripture begins the third sermon from God through his prophet Amos to the people of the northern kingdom. Like the first two sermons, this sermon starts with, "Hear this word." The first thing Israel needs to hear is that this is a lamentation. That's from Amos chapter 5, verse 1. Warren Wiersbe writes, "The listeners must have wondered why Amos was wailing a funeral dirge when nobody in his family or circle of acquaintances had died. Amos looked at the vital signs, and they were almost gone. Israel's enthusiastic concerts would become funerals." That's chapter 5, 23, chapter 8, verse 3, and also 10. "And their sacred shrines, ruins, for the Assyrians were destined to destroy the kingdom of Israel." Amos's message describes God's judgment on his people. That's Amos 5, 1 through 3. In verse 2, the nation of Israel is compared with a virgin woman who has fallen. Israel had lost its purity by chasing after pagan gods. Israel had been forsaken on their land. That's Amos 5, verse 2. Israel had been isolated from God. We may sin in a group or as a nation, but we shall stand one by one, all alone before God. Verse 3 states that there will be a 90% loss. A city with 1,000 people will only have 100 left, while a village of 100 will have just 10 remaining. The consequences of sin are costly, and forsaking God leads to great loss. After describing the destruction of God's people, the sermon turns dramatically to deliverance. God declares, "Seek me and live." That's Amos 5, verse 4. God provides deliverance for all who seek Him. This message of salvation is repeated in verse 6, "Seek the Lord and live." The word seek means to turn to Him in trust and confidence. In both occurrences, this word is an imperative from God. To be rescued, God commands, "Seek me." There was one way to stop the funeral. They must seek the Lord. Israel desperately needed to make the right decision and turn back to God. What do you do when you realize you've made a wrong decision? What do you do when you understand that your choice brought destruction? You repent, seek God, and God restores. Isaiah provides a great answer to the question, how do you seek the Lord? From Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that He may have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." When we seek the Lord, we first change our thoughts. We must turn from our disobedient thoughts and see our sins as God does. Our wrong thoughts led to wayward actions. With our thoughts centered on God, we repent. We turn around and change our direction back to God. Amos states the incredible results of seeking the Lord. Seek me and live. When we seek the Lord, we find life. Amos chapter 5, verse 5 teaches that life is not found in land, but in the Lord. True life is not found in where we live. It is found in submitting ourselves to God. Verse 6 declares the urgent reason to seek the Lord because judgment is coming. The sermon continues by describing their wickedness. That's in Amos chapter 5, verse 7, and also verses 11 through 13. God declares that Israel had turned justice to wormwood. That's Amos 5, 7. Wormwood is a bitter-tasting leaf. Israel was oppressing the helpless. Rather than giving them justice, they had treated the poor harshly. They were charging unfair taxes to the poor while building nice stone houses for themselves. That's found in Amos 5, 11. Yet God would make sure they never got to live in the homes they were building for themselves. God knew their many sins, and judgment was coming unless they repented and turned back to Him. Some questions to consider. In light of Israel's great wickedness, what does it say about God's character that He commands them to find life in Him? How does Amos chapter 5 reveal God's feelings about the poor and needy? In what ways can you practically and specifically obey the command to seek the Lord and live? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.